Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More bad news for the Biden administration on a political front and with the Biden crime family. We now know that Hunter Biden prosecutors weighed sex trafficking charges against the president's son. But guess what? Someone stepped in to stop it. I'm going to have that story for you in just a moment. But before we get to that, Bidenflation, it is now a real problem. Prices are rising twice as fast on soaring gas and now the highest inflation in 7 months. Yeah. Welcome to the Bidenflation numbers. They call it what? Bidenomics? Yeah, well, Bidenomics suck for the average American. Higher gasoline prices are now forcing Americans to spend more in August and pushed up the Federal Reserve's main measure of inflation, providing more evidence that the path to lower inflation is unlikely to be a smooth one because the Biden administration refuses to do what it needs to do for energy independence and to lower the prices of oil and gas. The Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index, which the Fed uses in its official inflation target of 2%, and the publicly released projection of policymakers rose by 0.4%. Now, that's twice the pace of the prior month. The increase was in line with economists' expectations compared with a year earlier. The PCE price index is up 3.5%. That's an acceleration from July's 3.3% when the president talked about how amazing things were and how Bidenomics were working. What does this mean for you? Higher energy costs were the number one driver of inflation in August. Core prices, which excludes food and energy, rose by a more moderate rate of 0.1% in August to still extreme highs. That compared with a year earlier. Here's the other problem. Core prices are actually up 3.9%, more than the headline number. Now, a month earlier, core prices had jumped 0.2% from the prior month and 4.3% from a year earlier. That means that the year-over-year figure was revised up from the original estimates. Now, the Federal Reserve and many economists look at core inflation as a better measure of the underlying inflation and therefore a better indicator of future inflation trends. This is why, yet again, the Biden crime family seems to be ruining this country with their economic policies. Now, the sharp increase in the price of oil has disrupted the decline in inflation, the Biden White House is now admitting. They also say it shows no sign of letting up, with the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserves depleted after unusual and large releases by the Biden administration starting before last year's midterm elections. There's no ready source of new supply to push prices back down. And this on top of the fact that U.S. production is seen as unlikely to rise in the near future because it's already at high levels. And investors are hesitant to commit capital to extracting or refining fossil fuels in an era when climate change policies of this administration and the attacks on oil and gas and coal are public enemy number one of the administration. Now, consumer spending rose by a seasonally adjusted 0.4% in August as well. Commerce Department data says, and what does that mean? It suggests that consumers were able to keep up with higher prices by shifting consumption to the gas pump and away from other goods and services. The question is, how long can people survive with these high prices? Well, guess what we're also seeing? Consumer debt is skyrocketing right now because many are having to put these things on credit. And that is a ticking time bomb. So if you want to recap on where we are with Bidenflation, everything is more expensive and the economy is hurting. And inflation is continuing to go up because of an administration that refuses to go back to policies that worked during the Trump years, an energy policy. There's also another X factor here, and that deals with illegal immigration. I'm going to talk about that coming up a little bit later in the show. Now, I also want to deal with the other big issue here, and that is this. The United States House just wasted more of your money passing more Ukraine aid with help from Republicans that have decided it's good to sell you out. Now, here's the other question that you may not realize right now. How much money we are actually spending right now on this war in Ukraine against Russia. The amount of cash that we are spending right now is absolutely outrageous. Now, just to put it in perspective, how much money we've already given Ukraine, and this is before the House passing more Ukraine aid that is screwing you, a taxpayer, that we can't afford right now. We've already given them $165 billion. What does $165 billion look like? Because it's hard to get your head around $165 billion. Let me give you an example of what we could have paid for in this country with the $165 billion that we've given Ukraine. We could have built 6 border walls to stop illegal immigrants from pouring across our southern border. We could have fixed the Flint, Michigan water system 115 times over, which Congress says we still don't have enough money to fix. We could have given every homeless veteran in this country $2 million. We also could have given $50 million to every family impacted by the Maui wildfires. Now, I want you to understand that the list I just gave you are just examples of where your money could have gone. But instead, we're sending it to Ukraine. And now we have found out, on top of the $165 billion we've given them, American taxpayers, that means you and I, will provide an additional $300 million for Ukraine's war efforts if a bill is passed by the House and it becomes law. Now, this bill passed the House 311 to 117 after Speaker Kevin McCarthy stripped the funding from a Pentagon spending bill in favor of a standalone vote. Now we have this vote. The $826 billion Pentagon spending bill also passed Thursday night after Ukraine aid was removed, meaning it was a smart move. Determine how much more, if any, Congress should send to Ukraine on top of the $113, $115, $120 billion, $165 billion that we've already approved has been among the most significant challenges for Congress, they claim. Why? I don't know. Now, the funds in Thursday's legislation are intended to purchase, quote, weapons and provide training for Ukrainian soldiers. The problem is the majority of the money that we're sending over there is not going to the battlefield. And that's even if you agree with the battle, it's still not going to that battle. House Republican conference rule adopted at the beginning of the 117th Congress prohibits a bill from being brought to the floor without the support of at least half of the conference. The rule was sought by conservatives to prevent a Republican speaker from seeking Democratic help to pass legislation unpopular with Republicans, a scenario which contributed to pressuring Speaker John Boehner and Paul Ryan to leave Congress. Now, the White House has requested $24 more billion in aid into Ukraine in any continuing resolution to continue government funding. This now deals with the drawdown, or I should say the shutdown of our government. While acknowledging, they say much more will be requested in the future. So $24 billion is just a drop in the bucket. They're saying we need much more. We also have been told now that negotiators in the House and Senate are continuing to debate the issue as the government shutdown is approaching. Now, let me be clear on this. They're arguing over Ukraine funding and using it as leverage to possibly shut down the U.S. government. That's how these Rhino Republicans and Democrats are obsessed with sending your tax dollars overseas. All right, let me tell you real quick about an amazing company called Patriot Mobile. For 10 years, they have been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I'm proud to partner with Patriot Mobile. They offer you dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the leftist agenda. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, our veterans, and first responder heroes. They have 100% U.S.-based customer service team, making switching easy. You get to keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone that you have right now, keep your same phone, or upgrade to a new one. And their team will help you find the best plan for your needs and save you real money. You got a small business? They can cover all that as well. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code Ferguson. Join me and make the switch today and protect our values and stand for them with every phone call. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I want you to also know about the Republicans that voted along with all Democrats for this Ukraine funding bill. You had a lot of them. I mean, a significant number of them. And I'm going to post that list up on social media so you know exactly which Republicans said, yes, send the money to Ukraine. This was a long list. It's a shocking list. And it's a frustrating list because these Republicans are spending money that we don't have and sending it to a corrupt country that we should not be sending the money to. We know about the corruption. They've had to fire people because of corruption. They can't answer basic accounting questions. That's how corrupt they are in Ukraine. Yet here we are, and we're still sending them more money. Now, let me also talk about the other issue that I mentioned earlier, and that is the Biden crime family has had a very bad 24 hours. The Department of Justice investigators, we now know they're admitting that they actually ordered to remove any reference to Joe Biden in the FARA warrant. An email has been released now by the House Ways and Means Committee, and it shows that the assistant U.S. attorney, Leslie Wolf, ordered investigators in August of 2020 to remove any reference to political figure number one from the search warrant. A document subsequently released showed that President Joe Biden is political figure number one. Quote, as a priority, someone needs to redraft attachment B, Wolf wrote in an email. I'm not sure what this is cut and pasted from, but other than the attribution location and identity stuff at the end, none of it appears and none of it is appropriate and within the scope of this warrant. She's saying you're not going to talk about the vice president or the president of the United States of America. She then says, in her own words, please focus on FARA, Foreign Agents Registration Act evidence only. There should be nothing about political figure one in here, meaning there should be nothing about Joe Biden in here. A second document that the committee released on Wednesday also showed that political figure number one is, in fact, former Vice President Joseph Bidenette Biden Jr. The document says VP Biden is currently the Democratic Party presidential candidate for the United States and served as the 47th office holder of the position of the office of the Vice President of the United States of America in the Barack Obama administration from January 20th, 09 to January 20th, 2017. He is the father of subject one. That's what it actually says. Okay, in this document, the documents were made public after the committee voted to approve more disclosures from IRS whistleblowers. Now, Wolf is at the center of additional allegations levied by IRS whistleblowers that said that they were not allowed to do their job. The committee also released information from a May 2021 report generated by IRS investigators that noted that Hunter Biden's lawyer, Kevin Morris, could have committed campaign finance violations, which Wolf then told investigators to also ignore. Saying this, there may be campaign finance criminal violations based on interviews and a review of the evidence, Wolf allegedly stated. But a Department of Justice official told the investigators to ignore the allegation, noting she was not personally, quote unquote, interested. IRS whistleblower handwritten notes now show. IRS whistleblowers also allege that Wolf refused to allow investigators to ask about Joe Biden being the big guy. Let me say that again. IRS whistleblowers also say that Wolf, the same person that covered all of this up that I just told you about, is the same Wolf who refused to allow investigators to ask about Joe Biden being the big guy, and that the DOJ twice prevented Weiss from bringing stronger charges against Hunter Biden. Now, these recent revelations are coming as the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer held the first impeachment inquiry hearing, saying, quote, at least 10 times, Joe Biden lied to the American people and that he never spoke to his family about their business dealings. He lied by telling the American people that he was an absolute wall between his official government duties and his personal life. Those are the words of Joe Biden. Let's be clear. There was no wall. The door was wide open to those who purchased what a business associate described as the Biden brand. Now, you go into all that, and now the media has a problem. NBC News is even covering this now. I want you to hear what NBC News said about all the evidence that deals with the president and his son.
Allie, outside the hearing room, NBC's Ken Delanian is in D.C. Barbara McQuaid is a former U.S. attorney and University of Michigan law professor and MSNBC legal analyst. And Matthew Dowd is a former chief strategist for the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign, as well as a senior MSNBC political analyst. So, Ken, bring us up to speed. What stuck out to you here?
Well, Chris, I think that Turley sound really captured the tenor of all three of the Republican witnesses, which they came to the hearing to basically say, look, there's a lot of troubling behavior here, a lot of smoke. Hunter Biden was paid millions of dollars, including by foreign business entities. There's an email where he says, I had to give half my salary to Pop. That's never been explained. But there's no evidence beyond that smoke.
I love this. But there's no evidence beyond that smoke. Let's just back that up real quick. This is the justice and intel correspondent of NBC News. Listen to him tell you, okay, that Hunter Biden said he gave half his salary to Joe and no one can explain that. But there's no hard evidence. It's not even smoke.
The Republican witnesses, which they came to the hearing to basically say, look, there's a lot of troubling behavior here, a lot of smoke. Hunter Biden was paid millions of dollars, including by foreign business entities. There's an email where he says, I had to give half my salary to Pop. That's never been explained. But
that's never been explained. So NBC News saying, hey, look, we're admitting it now, right? Hunter Biden was you know, telling everybody, and emails are saying, and he's paying for a bunch of stuff for his daddy, and that's never been explained. But then listen to immediately how fast they turn around and go the other way.
Crimes, which there doesn't seem to be any. Now, that said, we all know this is a political game here as well, and what the Republicans have succeeded in doing is putting a lot of the evidence that they've been working on for months in their oversight inquiries into Hunter Biden's business dealings, putting that in front of an audience that perhaps is not familiar with it, and it's not a great picture for Democrats. The Democrats acknowledge that Hunter Biden was essentially trading on what they call the illusion of access to his father.
So now they're admitting that the business structure, this is on NBC News, MSNBC, they're now admitting that the game was selling access to the big guy. Now they say it was an illusion. That's what they're trying to argue now. They're saying, no, it's not real. Okay, calm down. It's not actual. This really didn't happen. It's not real. It was Hunter Biden was just selling the illusion. He really didn't have access to his dad. Okay, then explain all the payments going to all the Biden family members. You're saying all of them were just randomly taking cash from random people at random times for millions of dollars, and it was all just a ruse, and it happened by Hunter Biden? Come on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't legends. Either when we were watching this.
That's the thing.
That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the key witnesses that also went before the hearing this week, the impeachment hearing, was a forensic accountant, okay? This forensic accountant by the name of Bruce Dubinsky said this on Fox News about the compensation that the Biden family was receiving, specifically Hunter Biden with Burisma. Listen.
Biden was receiving $1 million a year to be on the board of Burisma with no expertise, no known expertise for an oil company. I just went and looked at the same year, 2015, for ExxonMobil. Their average compensation for their directors, their independent directors, was about $350,000 a year. So you have to ask yourself, almost 2.5 times the rate, what is Burisma paying Hunter Biden for? And why? And what's being given in exchange for that? Was it just the illusion of access to Washington, as that's the story now? Or was there something more? Again, the American people deserve the truth, and we need to find that out.
You go back to the news story. The news story is, okay, well, Hunter Biden was a troubled crackhead who loved hookers and blow, and he was selling the illusion to his father. Okay, then why were all the family members taking the money? If he's a screw up like that and you're trading off your father's name and your father wanted no part of this, then why would every family member take money? No one has answered that question yet. No one has answered the basic question of, OK, well, then when all the millions were coming in and then all these things are being paid for, didn't daddy say, hey, Hunter, crackhead, how are you paying to remodel my house? How are you paying my tax bill? How are you paying all of these things? That is the question that should have been asked. Kevin McCarthy also saying this about the dinners that they had.
But despite the chaos, the president still won't go to the border. Setting new records every day. Fentanyl at an all-time high, killing Americans, and he refuses to go to the border. He's been one time in 50 years. One time in 50 years. He's had more dinners with Hunter Biden business partners than he has going to the border.
He's had more dinners with Hunter Biden's business partners than he has gone to the border. He's absolutely right on saying that. Now, let's go back to the story that's now being told. A lot of people missed it, okay? And it's an important story that was being told by this expert witness on the Bidens. The question's simple. What was the money for? He was asked that question on Newsmax. Listen.
All right. There were four expert witnesses at today's hearings. Bruce Dubinsky was one of them. Dubinsky has been a forensic accountant for 40 years, and he joins us tonight. Sir, thank you for coming on. I want to start by saying that the three Republican witnesses did a great job, yourself included, of playing this hearing pretty straight. You all agreed initially that we aren't at the level of evidence to actually impeach Biden yet. That's why we have an inquiry, of course. Can you tell me more about what you need to see before you would believe that Biden has clearly taken a bribe for his influence by a foreign power?
Well, I think we need to see more bank statements, more information from those bank statements. Where did the money go? And also, what was the money being paid for? I mean, that's the critical question that ball was being thrown around a little bit back and forth today. But why, for instance, was $3.5 million sent to a company and then the Bidens got part of that money? What was that money for? Was that a success fee for something? That doesn't seem to me to be a fee for consulting. So we really need to get to the bottom of what the different money was being paid for. What was the substance, if anything, or was it a pay-to-play scheme?
We have loads of evidence. You know, we have a lot. You talked about smoke and fire. We have a ton of smoke, right, that Joe Biden was involved right in this. We have many comments by his own brother, by his own son. We have a very credible paid FBI informant who says that Burisma's owner paid Hunter $5 million and also paid Joe $5 million. We've got a former business partner from the Chinese deal who says Joe was in on the meetings. Joe's power is what they were selling, and Joe was in on these deals. We know the Biden family got millions despite having nothing of value to anybody except Joe's position in the government. When you look at all of that smoke, And then you hear, you hear the Democrats in Congress that were questioning you today and trying to marginalize the things you were saying. They're saying that there's no evidence at all and it's outrageous to even have an inquiry. What's your response to that?
Well, I think that was misleading. I think, again, they didn't want to face the facts that were presented today. And I think those facts will lead to potentially other facts. And then the question is, does this lead to wrongdoing on the president's part or the then Vice President Biden? So I think those are the questions that need to be asked and get to the bottom of what was this money being paid for? What was done for it, if anything? And if there was substance to those transactions, then the Biden should come forward with that information and put it forth and put an end to this.
You know, one major Democrat defense is that some of this activity occurred after Joe Biden left the White House, making it meaningless, is what they're trying to claim. Take a listen to how Nancy Mace, the congresswoman, described the 2017 payments by CEFC China, which is a communist China energy company. This is after Joe Biden left the White House. Take a look.
We know CEFC was working with the Biden family while Joe Biden was vice president. Hunter Biden and James Biden did not receive compensation because Joe Biden was still vice president during this time period. There is a concern it would be improper for payments to be made to Hunter Biden and James Biden by CEFC due to its close affiliation with the Chinese government. Hunter Biden and James Biden both wanted to be compensated for the assistance they had provided to CEFC's ventures. The Bidens, coincidentally, were paid over $1 million by CCP-affiliated Chinese company CEFC shortly after Joe Biden left office as vice president. Now we know why, because it was back pay.
Yeah, I wanted to ask your assessment of that. I mean, it would make sense to me if I was somebody in power, I was selling access to my power, it would make sense that you would want to get paid maybe in a position in a time when you weren't in power, because that would, you know, that would kind of cover your tracks a little bit. Do you see that as a possibility? Have you seen that before?
I have seen that before, and it's basically a deferred payment. So the question is, you know, what was done for that payment, and now it's being deferred till after he leaves office. Was there intent to structure it that way? And if it's proven that there was intent to structure it that way, that's a problem, certainly.
You talked again, you talked a lot about where there's smoke, there's fire, your initial statement. Given the evidence that we have, if this is allowed to be investigated fully, and if, you know, we can get to these bank statements, if we can get personal bank statements, do you think we're going to have a clear answer one way or the other as to whether or not, you know, the man who's now the president of the United States has committed some sort of a treasonous violation here?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, like any investigation, you walk down the hallway, you start opening doors and looking behind it to see what's behind there. You may come up empty in door number one, but door number three yields a treasure trove of information. So no one will know till the investigation is advanced to the level of getting answers. And you make a good point. That investigation has to be unimpeded. And if there's an attempt to impede that investigation, we certainly won't get the answers.
Yeah, it's been certainly has been a lot of evidence that they're trying to obstruct this thing. They don't want to let anybody see what's really going on here.
By the way, I love this expert witness. You can see he stays out of the things that are political. Like, hey, I'm staying out of that. He's just giving you the facts. And that's the part that's the most important here. But you look at what they're trying to cover up and how they're moving the goalposts consistently. It's a problem, folks. It's a really big problem. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Share it on social media, and I will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.